And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is finding your peace within. We see so much warring and agitation and frustration and fear on earth right now. And you all are seeking peace. And yet we see you are looking for it outside of yourselves. You are hoping that the wars will end. You are hoping that Mother Nature's evolution and unfoldment in the great activities and disturbances actually on earth, that this will settle down. You're hoping that your neighbor will be more quiet in the evenings. You are hoping for peace to happen outside of yourself. Dear ones, peace is within. There does not offer an opportunity for you to control anything outside of you to make it settle down or normalize or be something that is happy for you. Controlling anything outside of you is mission impossible. So we ask you this week to turn within and to look at your own machinations, your own thinking, emotions, and ideas. How much warring is going on inside of you, in your life, with your circumstances? How much peace and calm and contentment is within you? It has nothing to do with the outside situations on earth right now. Your peace is your own to claim. And it requires, yes, you to tell the truth, actually, about your own inner experience of life. Are you at war with a colleague, with a boss, with a community policy, with politicians on the world front? You know what this feels like when you rise up in anger or with a fist to go to war. And although it might not be with guns, this is the energy of war, which is what we are talking about here. You always ask for peace on earth. And then usually you're looking outside to see if peace is happening on earth. It begins with you, within you. To resolve conflicts within you, with unconditional love. When we say within you, for example, if there is an issue or problem with a colleague, that you come home to the center of your being and you ask the question of yourself, am I at war? How can we resolve this to peace and calm with unconditional love? This requires humility on your part. This is essential, to let go of who is right and wrong and come back home to the center of your being and ask the question how it can be resolved within you and with the other person if required. So there it is, and it is a discipline on your part to discipline your thinking and your emotions to come home to peace within your being. Because, dear hearts, your peace energetically will ripple out into the world. This is how it works. This is how life on earth and your commitment to blessing life and doing good on earth works. So you are part of the great whole. You want to be the essence of peace. So this moves into the greater whole, and it will cause peace to unfold on earth. Do not look to the outside to see what is happening and if peace is happening outside of you. This is your assignment this week, to look within, to be at peace within, in your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.